Hello, students. I'm going to play some scales for you as part of your oral skills exercises this week. I want to get you used to identifying scales just by listening to them. We've talked about how to construct them on paper, on manuscript paper, and you know that scales are consecutive notes starting on a pitch and then ending on that same pitch, either an octave or eight notes above, or an octave or eight notes below the starting note. The major scales, remember, are a configuration of whole steps and half steps, where the half steps occur between the third and fourth note, or third and fourth degree of the scale, and the seventh and eighth degree of the scale. So the half steps are between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. Here's an example. C major. Major scales have that characteristic happy or joyful sound, and that's caused by the half steps being between the third and fourth degrees, or third and fourth notes, and the seventh and eighth degrees, or notes, of the scale. Remember that the major scale is also the Ionian mode. That is the same scale as the major scale. The minor scale has a much more melancholy or sad sound to it, and that's because the half steps move to another location in the scale. In the minor scale, the natural minor scale, this is the fundamental and the first iteration of the minor scale, the half steps occur between the second and third degree of the scale, and the sixth and the seventh degree for the natural minor. I'll play you an example. Here is C minor. You notice it has a sad kind of melancholy quality. That's because the half steps have been changed. They are now between the second and third degree and the sixth and the seventh degree. So I'm going to do a series. I'm going to play a series of scales now. And what I want you to do is just listen to them. I will play them 2 times each. And just take a piece of paper or in your mind, identify the scale as either major, Ionian mode, or minor. And I'll remind you that the minor scale, the natural minor scale, is also the Aeolian mode. So this is the other common scale that we use in Western tonal music. So I just want you to identify, do you hear a major scale? Or do you hear a minor scale? I will do 10 examples. I won't tell you the key or the note that I start on because I just want you to focus on hearing the quality of the sound. Is it a major sound or is it a minor sound? So let's begin. There will be 10 of these. As I said, I will play them 2 times each. So, let's begin. Number 1. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number 9. And number 10. Okay, once you have written down your answers or thought about it, I will give you the answers for these 10, either major or minor. Number 1, major. Number 2, minor. Number 3, major. Number 4, minor. Number 5, minor. Number 6, major. Number 7, major. Number 8, minor. Number 9, minor. Number 10, major. How did you do? I hope you did well. We'll do more of them. Please play major and natural minor scales on your own, starting on different notes. And remember, it's where the half steps and whole steps are located that gives any scale or mode its distinctive quality. That's the end of exercise 1. I'm going to give you another exercise, but it will be on another audio file.